time to tell the neighbors every show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Well, not today. It's Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers as he's out with a little bit of an arm injury. Nothing broken, nothing of that nature, but he'll be back very, very soon, and we miss Charlie, and we'll be glad to have him back.
He wasn't in a barroom fight, was he?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. But you, we're doing our family feud here today,
yep.
And the category is, name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. And you said aunt.
I said aunt.
I thought you said aunt.
No, I said aunt. It's spelled A-N-T.
So you're talking about ants.
Aunt. Yeah,
yet you call your mother's sister your aunt too.
Yeah,
but that's not an aunt.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's an aunt.
It's an aunt.
Aunt, auntie.
As a matter of fact, my mother was called Aunt B because they were from Massachusetts.
Was it Aunt B?
Aunt B.
Give us a phone call here, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944.
Did you just miss a call?
I did. So call back in if that was you. We missed you. 740-383-9944. The question is, name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. And we've already got snake, fish, cat, lizard, and tarantula.
You know what?
There are two left.
You know what this show is doing?
What's that?
It's raising up those people who want to be stand-up comedians.
You think? we're feeding the stand-up comedian portion of society?
We ought to have a show called The Stand-Up Comedian or something.
Well, we could work that in, I'm sure.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead if you dare.
Try us again, caller. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring back.
Hitting the wrong buttons there?
You know, I don't know why this thing is over so far.
We'll pull it closer.
Well, you don't want
to
yank the plugs out. We'll have no phone. 740-383-9944. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
An ant would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
Not my aunts. They are loud people.
I have none left, unfortunately.
I can give you some of mine.
No, that's all right. I'll pass.
You can
I already
have them.
Know your family.
Oh, you can have them and do whatever you like with them.
Do they have toilet paper?
If they did, I wish they'd jam it in their mouth.
Oh, gosh. No, don't.
They don't listen to this show. They don't care.
Don't waste good toilet paper doing that.
Put it in your aunt's mouth.
Yeah.
Auntie, go ahead, call her.
I'm going to shoot you a little joke here. How about
right.
a pet rock?
Pet rock, great answer. That's the best answer all day.
Thank you. We like a little levity.
That's what we're doing. That's kind of...
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's when I came in, I told my wife, I've got to go because people in Marion need to laugh and...
Loosen up.
Talk, yeah.
Loosen up, talk, get on the radio, be heard by... All the people out there in the listening
now land. You're going to scare them. They won't want to come on if they think they're all those people.
Well, not all those people. Us.
Yeah, we're listening.
You and I.
Yeah, you're just talking to us if you call in.
Who or what are those last two items? Go ahead, caller.
How about a guinea pig? I have guinea pigs and they're quiet.
You know, they are not on the list, oddly enough.
Yeah, they're kind of like a hamster. They're quiet, though.
Not a guinea pig.
I wonder how many people keep guinea pigs anymore. It used to be quite a thing.
What's a guinea pig is a small pig.
No, no. It's more of
I think it is.
Well, it may be. I don't know the genus of it, but I think it's a furry rodent more than a pig. A pig.
Why do we call
a
it a guinea pig?
Because I don't know. Are they from Italy?
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, some people keep these. How about a skunk?
Ooh.
Not a skunk.
Oh, that's...
I hope not.
This has got to be Bob.
Some people keep them.
In Marion?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know people have got them.
What do they do with them?
Deesk sent them.
They just run what they do, they get them fixed so they don't spray.
They get them fixed so they don't spray?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
What veterinarian does that?
Most of them won't do it around here.
Yeah, you got to go to Columbus to get that done.
You got to
de-skunk them. Hey, thank you. Got to de-skunk them.
You know, two nights ago, Bob is right. There are skunks around. Two nights ago.
As pets?
Well, I don't know. But I took my dog out at 2:00 in the morning. I opened the door and had to step back because one was very close. And I think maybe by opening the door, we startled it.
You're lucky you didn't get sprayed.
Oh, we didn't get sprayed, but it sprayed somewhere.
Close.
It was bad. The next morning, you could still smell it. It was so strong.
What is that that comes out?
I don't know.
It's got a horrible
Another
odor.
Question for James.
Oh, it's awful. Awful, awful, awful. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, could the answer be a bunny?
Ooh. It's not a bunny, but that's a good guess. Oh,
they're quiet and cute.
With Easter coming, that's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Easter right around the corner. Thank you.
Yeah. A pink bunny. I hated seeing bunnies died like that. I hope they don't do that anymore.
Why did we keep Lucky rabbit's foots?
I don't know. And what did the rabbit do without its foot?
Limped around.
Or was dinner.
Became a pirate.
Yeah, arr.
That's right.
Raced out on the ocean and saw the dolphins.
We must have a stumper here. We've got another stumper. Go ahead, caller.
How about a turtle?
Turtle's not on the list.
I think somebody earlier said a turtle.
Did someone guess it?
Yeah, because I talked about the driving over ours with the car.
That horror story you gave us, which we just heard again. The day you smashed the turtle.
Oh, poor turtle.
Poor turtle. Did he have a name?
No, he did not have a name. And I learned early on, don't name your animals unless
Well, not
like
if you're
going
to run them
dog.
Over with the car.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
How about a lizard?
Ooh.
Lizard? I think somebody already guessed it. 12 people. Lizard.
Lizard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's nasty. I think it was an iguana or something like that.
Yeah, we've still got two on the list.
Yeah. Yikes.
Isn't that interesting? Name an animal that would be quiet if you kept it as a pet. Still two answers on the board.
Tell me, why would you keep a lizard?
Well, a lot of people have lizards.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do. I just want to know why.
I don't know. They like them. They want to be zoologists. Who knows?
My youngest son always wanted to be a... what are the people that study dinosaurs? Paleontologist.
Paleontologist.
Yes.
That would have been an interesting profession.
Yeah.
For sure. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pot-bellied pig?
Not a pot-bellied pig.
Oh, that's, yeah.
How about a raccoon, then?
Not a raccoon.
Raccoon will bite you.
Thank you.
I listened to a dog
biting. A raccoon will bite you.
Yes, I listened to a dog.
You didn't have a problem with a skunk as a pet, but you got a problem with a raccoon?
Hey, I don't mind the smell. I just don't like the bite.
I don't want either one of them.
I don't really either.
Are they quiet?
Raccoons? I'll tell you what, my wife and I went camping last year, and we're pretty sure we had a raccoon that growled at us. So.
Oh, they'll bite you.
Yeah, yeah.
There used to be an old story that they would bite you and never let go.
Well, I have no idea about that.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a ferret?
Not a ferret.
Did she say ferret or parrot?
Ferret.
Oh, okay. The parrots are really noisy.
Yeah, I don't think parrot would be on the list either.
And they live forever.
Parrots?
Yes.
If they get caught in a fire.
Absolutely not.
That'll do you in every time. Go ahead, caller.
How about a barkless dog?
Not a barkless dog.
Are there such a thing?
Well, they might lose their barker somewhere.
I guess. Yeah, we used to have a parrot up in northern Michigan where our summer cottage was, and I'd walk by it every day to go get our mail, and it made all sorts of racket. And we went there probably 35 years later to visit my sister-in-law, who still has the cottage up there, and that parrot was still there. Same parrot.
How do you know?
Well, I asked the lady, is that the same parrot that I used to walk by? She said, oh, yeah, they live to be 100 years old. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But.
Well, they could be, but they're very expensive, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get some spray for my nose.
You're stopping up.
I'm stopping up good. Yeah.
All right. What animal would be very good to keep as a pet because it's quiet?
Do we still have two?
We still have two.
Oh,
wow. We have snake, fish, cat, lizard, and tarantula, but there are two more answers that we do not have yet.
Are those two related to any of the other ones?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
So it's a completely different answer. Okay.
Quiet animals.
I was figuring it would be related to like an iguana or something. Okay. Now, and it's not an ant.
It's not
or
an aunt.
Or an aunt.
An aunt or an aunt. Do you say asbestos or asbestos?
I say asbestos.
But it's asbestos.
Well, that's what you say.
There's an O.
Who are you?
There's an O in there. Asbestos.
I just stay away from it. That's all.
Yeah, that's bad stuff.
That's bad stuff.
But it'll stop a fire.
Yeah, yeah. 20 years later, you die of cancer, but...
Well, at least the fire didn't get you.
Yeah, that's true.
Boy, boy, oh boy. Here we are. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet.
Huh.
We've stumped the audience. They don't know.
Certainly is not a wife.
Or an aunt.
Or an aunt.
What would it be?
Or a husband, for that matter.
There are two that I can think of.
Okay.
That would be quiet.
That aren't on your list?
No, that are on the list.
Oh.
Because I've seen the list.
You've seen the list. That's not fair.
And these animals are very quiet.
Okay. And we already... The snake was the first one, right?
Yep. Snake was number one. Fish was two. Cat was three. Lizard was four. And tarantula was six.
That's another one. I can't understand why anybody would keep one. I love that commercial or the show... Big Bang Theory, where the tarantula crawls up the one guy's arm and he kind of screams out. If I were an actor, I wouldn't allow them to do that to me.
So you have an arachnophobia?
I'm not afraid of spiders, but I do have a tarantula phobia.
But isn't a tarantula a spider?
Yeah, but they're a big spider. I don't like big spiders.
The small ones you're okay with.
I'm okay with them.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a ferret?
Not a ferret. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Huh. Not a ferret.
A lot of people keep ferrets. I don't know why.
We have snake, fish, cat, lizard, tarantula.
I think you should only be allowed to keep dogs and cats and birds.
And birds.
Yeah.
What about
and fish.
Well, people keep snakes.
I don't like that.
Well, but they're allowed. I mean,
they're allowed, but you might find it in your basement at some point.
Charlie, I think, has a rat snake in his basement.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's because Charlie's a rat.
Well, what is it? Is a rat mate with a snake, and that's how you get a rat snake?
I don't know. Maybe they eat rats.
Evil or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want one. Go ahead, caller.
How about a deer?
Not a deer.
Do people really keep deer?
I don't know. Maybe.
They're
if they
cute.
Keep skunks, they keep deer.
Yeah, I suppose. But you'd have to have an awful big farm. You can't have a deer in your house, I wouldn't think.
Depends on if it was young or not.
Yeah, a little fawn, you might be able to keep it for a few months. But
that's about it.
Yep.
I tell you, this one has really done people in.
You're going to have to keep talking because I got to go blow my nose.
Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. Two answers left here. We have snake, fish, cat, lizard, and tarantula. What are the other two answers? Does anybody know? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
A chinchilla?
Not a chinchilla.
Okay.
Thank you. Not a chinchilla. We're coming up on the break here. We're going to be back in just about a minute. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
No, oh man, we're back on the air here. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers. We're looking for an animal that would be quiet if you kept it as a pet.
We're actually looking for two animals.
Two animals, and we've got snake, fish, cat, lizard, and tarantula. And there are two more that we do not have. What are they? 740-383-9944.
Can you give me a hint? Are they exotic animals?
Well, I wouldn't want either one of them as a pet, to be honest with you. I don't know why anybody would. Now, one, there are a lot of these in people's houses.
Oh, okay.
In Marion.
Cockroaches.
Go ahead.
I have two guesses.
Go ahead.
Did you already say rabbit?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay. What about porcupine?
Ooh, not a... That's dangerous.
No porcupine on the list.
Look it up on YouTube. People do have porcupines as pets.
What, oh, man.
Do they dull the quill with some sort of, I don't know. That
actually, you
dangerous.
Know what? I said porcupine, but I think hedgehog is what I was thinking of.
Oh, hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, hedgehog's hedgehog. Not on the list either, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, they're so cute. When they're babies, they look like little prickly tongues.
Ooh, yeah.
Sonic the hedgehog.
Must be a girl thing.
All right, next time.
Oh, man.
I love people trying.
They're trying.
Yeah. We got a smart audience.
We do. We do. If we can get these two, we'll be right in the money. Go ahead, caller.
How about an alligator?
Ooh, yikes.
Not an alligator, no.
She's been watching Swamp Folks.
Not a crocodile.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you know the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
One chews you up and one spits you out.
Well, one has a long, skinny nose, and the other one has a kind of a broad nose. So.
I don't ask questions when they come in the room.
I don't even go near them.
Go ahead, caller.
About a rat.
Not a rat.
Oh, now that is a good answer.
That's a good guess, yeah, but not a rat.
That goes right along with mice. Some people do keep rats.
There are a lot of these in people's houses in Marion.
And it's not a cockroach.
Not a cockroach. That's what came to your mind,
yeah.
Cockroach.
Well, you said a lot of people have them in Marion. In their houses.
That's not good Marion spirit.
Well, I'm sorry. It wasn't intended badly.
You're not going to get on the Marion Maid Committee that way. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chicken or a monkey?
Not a chicken or a monkey.
Really?
No.
Yeah, monkeys are not real quiet.
Not a chicken or a monkey.
My son-in-law and daughter have chickens, and they're not real quiet. They're not bad, but they're not real quiet. But, boy, are the eggs good.
Well, I bet so.
Yes.
This would be a good time for one. Go ahead, caller.
A canary.
Not a canary, but that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Not a canary.
It goes right along with the seagull.
There was a song about I met a seagull who was an eagle. There's a song there somewhere.
You must have made it up in your head.
No. Somebody sang that. I don't remember who it was, though. Go ahead, caller.
About a frog.
Not a frog. No frogs.
Okay, Scott, can we rule out amphibians or not?
Can we rule out amphibians?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
No amphibians.
There you go. You got a little hint there.
Little hint. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said parakeet?
Nobody has, but that's not on the list either.
Yeah, that's kind of like a parrot, but quieter and smaller.
Thank you. No parakeet.
We had two of them. Didn't last very long and wasn't a real good pet.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a chipmunk?
Not a chipmunk.
How about a mink?
Not a mink.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
We're covering everything in the mammal world. My guess is that one of them has to be a mammal.
Well, you know, you would think.
Huh.
Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a squirrel?
Not a squirrel.
Huh.
Okay.
Do people keep squirrels?
Do people keep skunks? Do people keep porcupines, hedgehogs?
What a dummy I am for even asking.
Holy mackerel, we're having a day. That is for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Snail.
Not a snail.
That would be about as quiet as you could get.
I'm surprised nobody said sea monkey.
Well, I have had snails. I've never had a sea monkey.
Now, what
are they real?
Well, see, that's the question. I don't know if sea monkeys are real or not.
I don't either.
I always wondered about that. Go ahead, caller.
I want to try a chicken.
Not a chicken.
Huh. Yeah.
Nope. Not a chicken.
A little noisy, especially when they're laying their eggs.
Chickens?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Wouldn't you be if you were trying to pass something?
I am glad
like that?
I'm a male.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a raccoon?
Not a raccoon.
Boy, we're starting to double up now. People are...
These are animals. I mean, I can't say that they're not animals. They're common animals. Matter of fact, you would find both of these in Marion, Ohio.
Well, my wife would say I'm an animal, so...
I bet both of these are in a lot of people's houses right now.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a
squirrel? A what?
A squirrel.
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. Did you say a fox? I missed out on.
Call back in if that was you.
I misunderstood the answer there. No, it's not a what. I'll guarantee you that.
That was close.
Oh, it was close. Another hint.
I think that was caller was underwater. Go ahead, caller.
A pet rock.
Not a pet rock. No, that's a good guess, though.
And maybe that was what the previous caller said. It sounded something like that. I like a pet rock.
Apparently, they can hear better than we can.
Quiet. Yeah.
They can hear much better than we can.
Well, I can't hear very well. My nose is plugged up. So
what's that to do with your ears?
Well, they're all connected in that same eustachian tube.
The ears, bones, connected to the... Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I think I got it.
Uh-oh.
How about a woman?
Yeah!
Oh, not a woman, unfortunately.
My woman is an animal.
Thank you.
Thank you. No woman.
He said woman. He didn't say girl. Did you notice
that? Oh, here you are with this woman and girl.
He's right.
They don't mind being called girls. I asked them.
Okay.
They want to be called girls because they're old women. Go ahead, caller. Lost that one.
I don't think they want to be call girls. That's what you said.
I talked to them. No, they do. They want to be called girls.
Oh, called girls.
Because they're middle aged.
Okay. They aren't. The ones you're talking about are not middle aged.
They are middle aged. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chia pet?
Not a chia pet.
Good answer. Those are absolutely quiet.
Now, what's the average age for a woman to live?
Like 84 or something like that.
Well, then they're middle aged.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say, Scott.
Well, I mean, we have to be honest about this, don't we?
No.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a cat?
Oh, yeah. Nobody said a cat.
Yeah, well, cat was number three. We got cat.
Oh, did we? Oh,
okay. Sorry.
Thank you. No, you're fine.
Leopard.
Leopard? Those girls are middle-aged.
Leopards?
No, the girls we're talking about, who you don't want me to call girls, you want me to call them women.
Well, I like them. You must not.
Well, I like them, but I mean, I can't lie and say that they're not middle-aged.
Are you middle-aged?
You got to have truth in advertising, don't you?
I guess.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about a rat?
Not a rat.
I think that was brought. We're starting to double up on things.
You know what?
That's fine. We don't mind.
These are common animals that are left on the list.
Really?
Very common.
Very common.
Very common. They're both here in Marion right now.
And they're in
Marion, Ohio.
And they're not cockroaches.
They're not cockroaches. Who keeps a cockroach as a pet?
Oh, I don't know. you know, those big, huge cockroaches? I think people do keep them in, terrariums.
They must be
bored.
Something.
Yeah, well, anybody that keeps anything other than a dog, cat, or a bird is bored.
Well, I don't know. I think people like snakes and fish.
Well, I like my fish, but...
I'm telling you, one of these, they are especially found in old, big houses.
Old, big houses.
Old, big houses.
Goblins?
Goblins is the answer. Goblins. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chinchilla?
Not a chinchilla.
Somebody thought mink, and that's along the same line, but huh.
No chinchilla.
Old big houses.
Old big houses in Marion have these.
Not an amphibian.
Not an amphibian.
There were a few other hints you gave us, and I can't remember what they were.
They're good hints.
I'm not paying attention.
They're all over the place. Go ahead, caller.
I think old was the key word. I'm going to guess bat.
Bat is right.
Oh, my.
Bat, you've got it.
Holy cow.
Number seven was bat. Three people said bat. You've got it. Thank you.
People keep bats.
Well, I don't know. That's how this whole chicken flu got started, or coronavirus.
That's true, but they were eating it.
No, they didn't eat a bat.
I thought that's what happened.
That's what people say, but that's not.
Well, okay.
I don't think they ate a bat.
Maybe the bat ate them.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm late again. We just thought a bat.
Oh. Well, we still have another one. Do you know what the other one is?
No, but we're sitting here racking our brains.
Okay, keep racking.
We love people that try, even if they have the same answer somebody else did.
You know, bat was the very last answer. So we still have the number.
Oh, we have the easier one.
Yeah, we have the easier one. Five people said this was a good, quiet pet.
Yeah, bats. That was a dead giveaway when you said the old house, right?
Now, why didn't bats come up in people's mind?
Because nobody keeps a bat.
People keep chinchillas and hedgehogs and porcupines.
Yeah,
and
okay. I don't know why I don't keep any of those
bit.
Things.
Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, Scott, not to change the subject, but I called my doctor a little bit ago because I had a wonderful Friday, and they ordered me to stay in the house, so you better check with Charlie, because anybody that's over 60, they'll order them to stay in the house.
Huh. Well,
that's interesting.
I'm in deep trouble.
Well, I might not order me in. I'm not to leave the house. I called to make sure I still had my appointment, and they're going to do mine over the phone on Friday.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so you better check with Charlie and make sure that with age and all that, they're not going to keep him, and you better check with his doctor.
Well, you better check with me next week and see if I'm still alive, because my wife and I are both well over 60, and we'll starve to death if we can't go out of the house.
Well, you better check with yours, Glenn, because they just ordered me to stay in the house.
Huh. Well, we're trying to stay in the house except for, well, I come here because I feel a responsibility, but I also go to the grocery store, and I'm
not even allowed to go to the grocery store.
I'm sorry?
I'm not even allowed to go to the grocery store.
Well, I have to get medicine, and I have to go to get my medicine.
Well, I have to get somebody else any prescriptions or any food.
Nobody likes me, Bob. Nobody likes me. They won't help me.
Well, my eye doctor ordered me in, and now my other doctor ordered me in. And so I got to get somebody to get my food and prescriptions for me.
Huh. Well, we'll have to keep our eye on that and see if Governor DeWine has passed that.
It would be best to check with your doctor.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling in with the info.
Yep.
All right. If the phone's busy, just keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. We're still looking for the last animal that's quiet as a pet.
And it's relatively available in Marion.
Oh, there are a lot of these in Marion. Okay. A lot of people buy them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone guessed horses?
Not horses. No, nobody's guessed that, but not horses.
That's a great answer.
That is a great. I don't know if horses are loud or not.
Yeah, their whinny is a little loud, but they don't talk very often.
No, not a whole lot. Just Mr. Ed.
Have you ever been bitten by a horse?
No.
I was bitten by a horse once.
Didn't like you very much, huh?
Yeah, it was painful.
Did you? All right, caller, hold the line. We're
Charlie,
going to break.
Do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio, live as live can get. One answer left. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. 740-383-9944. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers.
I'd really be scratching my head if I didn't worry about messing my hair up, but I don't get this one at all. You say it's that?
It's a prevalent animal.
Huh. Wow.
There's a lot of them in Ohio.
And we already had wife. And
yeah,
husband.
Wife didn't make the cut. Go ahead, caller.
Did they guess a gerbil?
Not a gerbil.
Huh.
All right, no gerbil.
That's good. Gerbil's kind of like the mouse and all those little furry critters, yeah.
It's interesting.
You know what? I always hated my mom wouldn't let me have a gerbil because so many of them get lost in the house. They're kind of sneaky little critters.
They are a little bit.
And they get
out. And they
out
like to mate.
Yeah, and then they run around your house and you step on them or something.
Do whatever they do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Colin.
About a butterfly.
Not a butterfly.
Yeah, there are a lot of those in Marion, but you don't really keep those too often. Some people do, but they have pins in them.
They put them in jars, yeah. Like lightning bugs. Yeah. Whatever happened to lightning bugs?
I like lightning bugs.
Go ahead, caller.
Hermit crab.
Not a hermit crab.
Ooh, that was a good answer.
Sorry.
They'd be very quiet, yeah.
Not a hermit crab. This is so simple. This is a very simple...
Simple for you? You're
simple.
Looking at the
it's
answer.
Simple. It's a simple animal. I'm sure of it. Go ahead, caller.
How about a nightcrawler?
A worm is right.
Oh, my.
It was a worm.
People keep worms as pets?
Yes. You've got it, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Worm was it.
I think that's a terrible answer, but...
No, that was five people said worm. It was a worm.
Well, we love our callers for their intelligence.
So we got worm.
Yep.
Now on to the next one with 12 minutes left to go.
12 minutes. We got to get smart here, fans.
What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room?
Worms.
Nightcrawlers. What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers. 740-383-9944. Something you might see on the ground in a messy room.
I think one of my answers to the previous question is probably in there.
What was that?
I'm not going to tell you because the listeners have to call.
Well, they do, but you think it might be a woman?
Yes.
Laying around on the dirty, dirty floor. Go ahead, caller.
Clothing.
Clothing is number two.
Yeah,
26
yeah.
people said clothes.
Yeah.
You have got it. Thank you.
And she was kind enough not to say underwear.
This is true. What do we got here? Something you might find on the floor of a messy room. These are pretty easy in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dust bunny?
Not a dust bunny.
That's a quiet.
No dust
critter.
Bunnies.
But, well, it's found in the dirty room.
Yeah.
It is, but our people, our 100 people surveyed, did not find it.
Oh, we didn't look hard enough.
We have clean people.
They must not have. Thank you. No dust bunnies.
I like dust bunnies. That would have been a good answer for the last question, too.
Who likes dust bunnies?
Well, nobody likes them, but they hang around.
We've got... five answers left here. What might you find on the floor of a dirty room?
A snake.
A snake. Oh, snake, sir. I hope not.
I hope not.
That would be a little frightening. Go ahead, caller.
Toys.
Toys is number one.
Oh,
31
really?
People said toys. You've got it. Thank you.
That ad that's on right now where the guy steps on a toy and falls down. And I've done that 1,000 times in my bare feet.
So we've got toys and clothes. Those were the number one and two answers. But okay. We've got 3, 4, 5, and 6 still to go here. We need some answers. We lost that call.
740-383-9944.
That's 740-383-9944. What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room? 51 minutes past the hour.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Ooh, think if you stepped on that. You'd have a greasy, greasy, sticky heel. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try shoes.
Shoes are not on the list.
Huh, I would have thought that would have been right up to the top. Huh.
No shoes.
No shoes.
No shoes.
Maybe these are barefoot people.
You think?
Well, they, yeah.
Like ancient Romans?
Like ancient Romans. They're in...
Ancient Romans wore sandals.
Sandals, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about dust?
Dust is not on the list.
That would be related to the dust bunny.
Would be related to the dust bunny. No dust on this particular list. Something you might see on the floor of a messy room.
Huh. Well, the one I mouthed to you, I think, could be on there.
Go ahead, caller.
Dirty dishes?
Not dirty dishes, but that's close to one.
Oh.
Keep thinking.
Dirty underwear.
Is dirty dishes close to dirty underwear?
It's got dirty in it.
Oh, Lord. Now, mouth that. I didn't hear the mouth one. Aunt?
Yeah, aunt.
Go ahead, caller.
Empty food wrappers.
Ooh. Food wrappers is the last one on the list. Four people. You've got it. Thank you.
Yay.
Food wrappers is one.
I've seen cars filled with empty food wrappers.
Yeah, I've seen one of those, too. Every time I come in and out of this building, I see one of those.
It's not mine. If my wife is listening, my food wrappers are all picked up.
What do you think that's about?
Huh?
Collection?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you don't want to throw it out because you'd be a litterer. So you're going to throw it out eventually.
If somebody ever opens the door, there's going to be an avalanche. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
How about bed bugs?
Bed bugs.
No bed bugs.
Gross.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
We do have a lot of those in Marion, I understand.
Now, who said that?
Well, it's...
Why don't we make you the head... This is why you didn't get the job at the Chamber of Commerce. Holy
I've seen
moly.
Signs. Get
bed
rid
bugs
of bed
and
bugs.
Cockroaches. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say food or crumbs.
Wrappers. We got wrappers.
Yeah.
So that would take care of all the food.
All the food.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not really.
You can't say cockroaches and bed bugs.
No, but you can say food is different than wrappers.
Mercy me. Mercy me. We got three answers left. We got three. We got toys, clothes, and food and wrappers. But what are the other three things you might find on the floor of a messy room?
They've only got 7 minutes.
And three answers left to go.
Yikes. Better hurry.
On the big board here.
Oh, me. Is it something you might have interviewed?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I could have used one of these during an interview.
Ooh, all right.
You know you're all stuffed up because you were spraying that disinfectant around here.
No, I'm stopped up because it's blowing through our...
There's nothing blowing. We don't even have the heater on.
Okay. I'll give you the disinfectant.
Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
Would coats be considered clothing?
Would what be
considered... You take your coat and you just drop
coat.
It.
Yeah.
Coats are not on the list.
Yeah, that would be clothing, yeah.
I know a lot of people throw coats on the bed.
Yeah, especially at parties.
That's a common thing.
Be careful where you throw them. Occasionally, I used to be on that bed.
Did you?
Yeah, people would throw a coat.
Why were you on the bed?
I was passed out.
Passed out on the bed.
Long time ago.
Then they couldn't get their coats.
Long time ago. Pre my wife.
Name something you might see on the ground of a messy room. Toys, clothes, and food and wrappers we got. What are the other three? 740-383-9944.
I bet you see a rug on the floor.
A rug?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I mean, you're going to see a rug on the floor most of the time.
Do all floors have rugs?
No, no, especially with the modern thrill of having hardwood floors. But even those have...
Is that a modern thrill?
Yeah, I guess. When I was a kid, if you had hardwood floors...
And you couldn't afford carpet?
You couldn't afford carpet.
Now they tear the carpet up.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when linoleum was a new...
Is that you?
Yeah, I hit the door. Remember when linoleum was a new thing?
Yes.
Now linoleum, no.
No,
people
you don't
like
want linoleum. Things come and go. Yeah.
Now they want that ceramic tile.
Yeah, and they used to love. You know, it wasn't that long ago they had the wooden stuff that locked together. What is that called? That the
splinters.
Yeah. Well, now it's gone to plastic or not plastic.
Go ahead, caller.
How about books?
No books.
Oh, it got to be books.
No books. No books.
Can you call them magazines?
No books, no magazines.
Huh.
Interestingly enough.
Jeez.
What's something you might find on the ground of a messy room?
Well, if you have books on the floor, you're a smart person, and smart people don't make messes.
Is that right?
That's my theory.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it on this one?
Except for I have a daughter that's very smart, and she's a mess.
You know, how about this story out of New York, though? I tell you, just thinking about that is very...
Which one?
About 40,000 people may end up in intensive care.
Yikes.
I don't think they're equipped for that in New York.
I think I got to go home. You're going to have to do the next show without me.
But this is not New York.
Yeah.
It's too big a population. That's a problem with a viral disease.
Yes, and the mayor has said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Cuomo's doing a good job out there.
Seems to be, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about drugs?
Drugs.
No drugs. Thank you.
He didn't specifically say Marion.
Hey, there you go again.
I'm sorry. Chamber of Commerce is going to come after
drugs,
me.
Cockroaches, and bedbugs. Holy mackerel. Can't you say sunshine and orange juice? Go ahead, caller.
I could.
Yeah, how about dirt? Just plain ordinary dirt.
Plain old dirt.
Not plain old dirt, but we like plain old dirt. Dirt keeps you well.
You know,
okay.
Thank you.
They did a show down at NBC, or one of the major networks did a show about people living in
dirt floors
in Athens and actually still living in dirt
floors.
Oh, there
floors. Are still people in Marion with dirt floors.
There are?
Oh, there are.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Huh.
Well, I bet there's some people calling in with dirt floors.
I got dirt in my nose.
Oh, man. We're going to have to hear about this for the next hour. 740-383-9944. What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room? We've got toys, clothes, and food and wrappers. What are the other three?
You've got the answers right in front of me.
Right in front of me. Does anybody know the answer?
That person does.
Maybe they do. Go ahead, caller.
Dog hair.
Dog, not dog hair.
Huh. Yeah,
that
would make it a real messy room. But, you know, that kind of goes with the dust bunny and the...
Yep, no dog hair.
No dog hair.
No dog hair today. Jeez. 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. This is blowing right by.
The time really flew.
Oh, I caught that.
You did a nice job.
I caught the pen.
He threw his pen up in the air and caught it.
Caught it.
And it was even facing the right direction.
I could have started to write something if I had something to write.
Johnny Carson would be proud of you.
David Letterman used to do that.
David Letterman, too.
Flip those pencils.
Yep.
What is something you might find on the floor in a messy room? Toys, clothes, food, and wrappers we got. What are the other three?
Huh. Boy, this is a tough one for me.
Well, the last one was a tough one, apparently, too.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult, but that's why we're here. Go ahead, caller.
Paper.
No paper, no.
Okay.
Thank you. Paper's a good guess.
Yeah.
Well, you'll want to stay tuned for Glenn Coble's show coming up next. Going to tell you what's good about the coronavirus.
Well, not what's good. But
well, that's what you said.
What we've learned.
What we've learned from the corona. Go ahead, caller.
Positive things.
How about just people passed out on the floor?
No stray bodies on the floor here.
I think he and I went together about 40 years ago. We went to some parties together.
We could probably get one more guess in. 740-383-9944. No stray bodies. What's laying on the floor of a messy room?
Are you going to make us wait till tomorrow?
Until tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yes. Don't they love that when I do that? 740-383-9944. Don't forget Glenn Coble coming up when this show's over. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today will be live 4 to 5 p.m. And if you missed a church service this week, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon will be on tonight, 6 until 7. Come back soon, Charlie. We miss you.
Yeah, we do.
Glenn up next.
Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing, if he's in there, what could there be a better